One more interview today on Italieco, Boston's only Italian-American show broadcasted at WNTN.com Global Echoes. Today, my guest is a recording artist and songwriter, born and raised in Toronto, with roots in East Africa, particularly Ethiopia. He also has Italian origin. Welcome, Seps.
How are you doing today?
Good. So where are you from originally? You have some Italian blood?
Yeah, I have some Italian in me. My father's half Italian, half Ethiopian. My grandfather, he's Italian. So I do have some Italian in me.
Nice. And so let's talk about your music. So tell us a bit about yourself and what first got you into music.
I first got into music, obviously, as a kid. I was like 3 years old when I first heard just music in general. My dad used to have the turntables and stuff, and he used to always play a lot of James Brown, different other stuff, and a lot of the old school music and stuff. And then the minute I heard Kool Herc hip hop and Melly Mel with the Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five with the whole the message and stuff, it just really intrigued me, and I was like so intensely into hip hop. So hip hop started getting so deep with me and everything, and then fell in love with like different artists and stuff like that, and then just grew up off that whole kind of music basically.
Thank you. And I know you have a solid foundation in music. Were there any particular bands or artists you took inspiration from?
Well, obviously I'm heavily inspired basically like, a lot of 90s kind of era hip hop, but I was more like Tupac is, I could say, is my favorite artist of all time. And definitely could say Pac, Big, and Big Pun. But as much as I do still love this new era, I do like a lot of new era artists too, don't get me wrong, but it's just that's where I was heavily rooted in. So I would say mostly them,
Thank you, Seps. And how would you describe your music genre and style?
Well, my music genre style is basically, of course, rap, hip hop, but I do some like, rap, hip hop with some club in it, pop, I try to make it more in tune with today's society, but today's era, but more like, try to be more lyrical as like the back in the days with it, because I just feel like, a lot of artists are not being as much lyrical with their music. They're just trying to make it simple and like, I guess sell more. But I think you could still make it very, popular and hot and nice and still be lyrical with it, I just feel like that's just more of my style. I want to make it more and bring back the whole roots, of real hip hop and stuff like that, but with today's era kind of sound, if you understand what I mean.
Thank you. Sounds awesome. And tell us about your latest single, Animosity. What is it about?
Well, it's about, it's just dealing with certain things I dealt with in my life, and like, it's just basically I have a lot of animosity with things because I had people, close friends and life situations where it's like, I had friends that were disloyal, turn their back on me and stuff. And then just life situations. And it's like kind of gets you to be, caught up in my old ways because I grew up in the streets and I don't want to go back to that kind of lifestyle. But with dealing with all these, trials and tribulations and stuff like that, kind of makes you want to go back to it. So it's like I'm trying to force myself not back to it. But it's because of these scenarios that it kind of influences me, that's why even when I say the line streets keep calling me, it's because like it's trying to call me back to my old ways, but I'm trying to push forward so I can stay focused on better days and, and focus more on my greatness of music and stuff like that instead of getting caught back in my past, So basically that's like the whole breakdown of the song Animosity.
Right. And what are your hopes for the new album, the upcoming album?
Well, my new hopes is, basically I'm trying to put a lot of things together right now. So it's like I have a name for it, but I don't want to say it yet because I'm just still putting some of my music, some of like other tracks together. And then like, because I just believe in, well, I want to say basically I see it as like your album, your tracks represent your album. So you don't want to name your album and the tracks don't correlate with the album name. You know what I mean? So I want to make sure it's like everything is correlated and it makes sense and just give it back to the fans and everybody else, that new listeners and stuff, like, and so they can feel, influenced and hear it and just be, very intrigued with my music. So I'm trying to push as much as I can, and like trying to come with some good ideas, and like basically, just trying to take my time with it too, but at the same time, I don't want to be too long, but just to make it real right for the people, because I think music matters. Music comes from your heart and stuff. So I just want it to be real, just as great as I can make it be, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do. Thank you. And last question for you. What can you tell us about your plans for 2024?
Well, definitely more music, hopefully I get my album by the beginning of 2024. Just a lot of different things, just ideas and like I could basically show you guys better than I could tell you, but definitely, yeah, definitely a lot of more music and my album, and we'll see too what the future holds. Sometimes anything can happen, right? So we just leave it as that, right?
Right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Seps.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Guys, stay tuned because now we're going to play Animosity.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, you guys can follow me on Instagram at real underscore seps. You guys know how to spell seps, is SEPPS. So yeah, follow me, and my music is on all multiple platforms, so you can hear it on YouTube, Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, whatever music platform there is. It's all out there, TikTok. So yeah, man, support the kid. You already know what it is. Thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, I'm following you. Thank you.
Since the cat's out the bag, don't want no smoke. The ops won't attack. Too much to take in, what a drag. It's prone to sticks, break bones. Ricky, get a back blown. Body spray, no cologne. Got a lot of animosity due to atrocity. I'm on that criminology. Get the bag, grand larceny. Calling me homicide and robberies, running spots for currency, paper trail cross country. Downfall, stood tall, can't block me to wanna ball, cause I just want it all. Cashing out withdrawals, work stuffed in my drawers, cash a stash behind drywalls, half quarters of soft. That's a baseball. Won't ever fold, always been bold. Firm stance, stay ten toes. You reap what you sow. Play the game, how we go. Clear path on my road. Silver line is looking gold. I got full control. Building blocks, condo. Got a lot of animosity due to atrocity. I'm on that criminology. Get the bag, grand larceny.